I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to the final episode of...
But that's a different story.
Headlines.
Where we bring you the most interesting stories from across the globe and expand on them for you, the dear listener.
Now let us hear today's headline, submitted by @butthatsapod on Twitter.
By Matthias. That's us.
Yes, it is. Today's breaking news.
Oh dear, broken. Submit your own headlines to yourself.
Headlines hosts hosed after backing the facts. Ronald.
Matthias.
We're kaput.
Finito.
Done for. Well done. Grilled. Flamed. Charbroiled.
Ooh. Sous-vided.
Sous-vide? Oh, that's slow cook. Put me in a plastic bag, shrink wrap me.
Now, Matthias, this is turning into But That's a Different Story After Dark.
Oh.
I know some of your kinks.
Yes, I like to be humanly sous-vide.
Sous-vided.
I get into a big rubber sleeping bag and hop into a hot tub. And stay there, and I turn it on a little bit too high. Maybe I get some hallucinations from it. Who knows? I wake up feeling great the next day. Right in my hospital bed.
Yes, I believe the patrons at the Turkish bath have asked you to stop.
More like patron saints. They always call the ambulance for me.
Get some of that sweet, sweet...
honey?
Juice. Oh, I meant electrical juice. When they try to resuscitate you.
Oh, yes. The paddles.
Oh, yes. Not the ping pong paddles.
But... Oh, no. But I've seen them play ping pong with it.
Electrified
ping pong. Oh, they get into shenanigans. They think I'm asleep in the ambulance. I got one eye open. I'm peeping their routine.
Oh, yeah. Want to make sure they're not sticking their hand in your pocket.
Oh, my pocket. Yes, that's best case scenario. Really, if you think about it. Places to stick your hand.
That's true.
But I think I said it in the headline of the show just a moment ago. We're hosed, as in screwed, Ronald. The network, empty jar, screwed us like a screw. I guess to them like a screwdriver and we're the screw.
Yes. Almost as if a nail had some turny points and a little groove in the top.
A nail with a water slide going down it, a spinny one.
That's us. Speaking of hosed, you could say we're all wet.
Uh-huh.
Like a damp rag or newspaper. Uh-huh. A damp newspaper falling apart.
Or your forehead from all this flop sweat that it is producing right now.
please tell me this isn't why we're hosed, is it? I thought I always gave commanding performances.
No, it's just the rag budget. It was too high for you to wipe your brow. Bankrupt the company.
I never use a rag more than once. No.
No. One and done. Disposable? No.
I remember the good old days when we had those silk kerchiefs that I would so daintily dab my forehead with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were high on the hog then.
Oh, yes, I would sniff the hog.
This is when our offices were above that butchery. Or butcher, I guess.
Well, that's how fancy it was. It was a butchery.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled in the French way.
Oh.
Of course. Well, just like a hog, I guess we're kind of stuck, bleeding out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's... The company, Empty Jar Network, said we were bleeding them dry.
Money-wise,
yes. They don't allow knives into the building. We have security.
They're also very superstitious. They have many cloves of garlic hanging everywhere, silver crosses, silver-backed mirrors.
Silver-backed gorillas. Talk about security.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And banana peels everywhere.
Uh-huh, yeah, the old Mario Kart defense.
Yes, they called us into their offices. It was very hard to get into their offices.
Yes, the issue all stems, as it always does, from the fact checkers. You'll notice, dear listener, they're not on this episode, as they always are. Steadfast they are. But no, they wanted a little, you know, they're paid minimum wage.
Yes, the smallest wage we could get out of their negotiations.
Uh-huh.
And they drive a hard bargain.
What we could get. We didn't have anything to do with these negotiations. That's the fact checkers union, of course.
Oh, yes. Fact checkers. 911.
Fact checkers 911 United, yes. 911 being the division name.
Yes.
The New York City fact checkers 911.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were in contract negotiations. They, MT Jar, did not give them, was not budging on their budge, it. And they went on strike.
Yes, they're currently picketing the studio outside right now.
Uh-huh. You say picketing. I say picnicking. They do have some gingham blankets laid down. It looks quite pleasant.
Yes, some wicker baskets. Uh-huh. A nice bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. Some cheeses.
Mm-hmm. Grapes.
Uh-huh.
I believe there are some ants on the way.
Ants have been called.
Yes, they may be on their way here now. You may be able to hear them, dear listener.
Uh-huh.
But
marching on?
Yes, Dave Matthews is in front. Leading them in.
Uh-huh.
But yes, the fact checkers are out there picnicking and picking, if you will. I believe one of them has a banjo.
Mm. Picking the old fretboard.
Yes, like Mr. Guthrie himself singing protest songs about...
Talking Arlo or Woody?
Could be both.
Talking Pickle Man or his daddy. No, the fact checkers were just asking, number one, for an updated atlas. One that doesn't still show the USSR.
Or Charles Atlas.
Charles Atlas, huh?
Yes, I believe the bodybuilding man from the, say, the 1930s.
Wow, what a pull. What about Eugene Shadowman? Ooh. Or Eugene Shadow? Mm. You know that guy?
I'm afraid I don't.
He's also one of the first bodybuilders.
Ah, you know, I just realized we could say whatever we want.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No one's here to fact check
it. Last day of school, Ronald.
Oh, well, I mean, we could say that.
Oh, because the fact checkers aren't here. Yes, yes. Fact checkers aren't here. Networks pulling the plug. Yeah, it's free range. Check this out. Fuck.
Why, Matthias? I mean, the SEC. No, FCC.
Mm.
New Girl's CC is going to be very upset by that.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'll bleep it.
Oh, no, please don't bleep it. I mean, we could say all the curses we want.
We can.
Abracadabra.
Ooh, Jolly Green Giant.
That's a curse?
Sure.
Mm.
You don't want him stepping to your doorstep, do you?
No, I certainly don't.
No.
What is he famous for? Peas?
I think just being a big green man. What is he famous for? I don't know his lore. I believe he's more of a mascot.
But he's green.
He's hence the name Ronald. Next thing I'm going to say, you seem like a pretty jovial guy.
Yes, perhaps a bit tall.
Yeah.
I'm just so lost without the fact checkers.
Here, check this out. Jolly Green Giant, of course he has lore. He's the king of the peas. Peas are his subjects. They bow down before him.
Why, they're so tiny, of course.
This happened back in the 1800s. He sprouted from a little bean sprout.
Oh.
Got fertilized by a magic mare.
Mayor.
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 Like a half horse.
Oh, not like my good friend, Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor of Easttown. No, no, no.
The mayor horse.
Yes, the mayor horse.
Yes.
Did a little tinkle on him, which grew him to ginormous size. And then the peas just automatically were drawn to him as king, of course.
Mm, of course, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, of horse.
It's a good thing he wasn't a giant asparagus.
Oh, no. That, ugh.
It smelled terrible.
The ocean. So stinky.
But now, usually, if that were untrue, we would be being waved at frantically.
Oh, yeah. So many fingers a wagon.
Of course. So much stern looks. Mm-hmm. Furrowed brows.
Mm-hmm.
As I've so often seen in my dreams. And nightmares.
No, but you're characterizing it as if we're happy the fact checkers are gone. Mm. We're not. We love the fact checkers. We back the facts. That's a fact in itself. Fact checkers. Oh, damn. No, but fact checkers wanted their new atlas. They went on strike. We said, if you don't increase the budget for the fact checkers, we walk. An empty jar said, you better get it. I hope you have an eye watch because, you know, you're going to... Empty jar said, I hope you're wearing an eye watch because you're about to get your steps in. There's the door.
Yes, they even threw shoes at us,
mm-hmm.
which I took to be very insulting as in form of Iraqi protest. But no, they were just trying to get us out.
Yeah, well, I think it was in a protest to neither of us wearing shoes in the office.
Yes, I didn't like our sort of feeling the earth to get our headlines, to get our news.
No, yeah, you got to touch things with your toes to get to the truth. That's what we always say.
You got to dip a toe.
Yeah, dip a toe.
Into the truth. But no, these poor fact checkers, we love them. We love them.
Mm-hmm. Dearly, like our own sons and daughters.
Have we told them this?
No.
No.
We're stern daddies.
Yes, every day, in the morning, we come in, put our briefcases down,
mm-hmm.
take off our glasses, rubber.
Temples?
Temples. We ask for a glass of scotch,
uh-huh.
sit in the chair, say, where's the paper?
My evening paper.
Yes.
Well, it's either an evening paper or a morning scotch. Either one is weird.
But the fact checkers, they are so quick to please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have assistants. The fact checkers insist. We have interns, gophers, literal in this case. Yes. Building's lousy with them. Used to be a golf course contractor. They kind of brought him in. Gophers, much like bed bugs. Once you get them, they stay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just as hard to exterminate, lest you get a Bill Murray type in.
Yes, that's true. And our gophers don't even do the fun dance.
Mm-mm. No.
But they do steal my Baby Ruths.
Baby Ruths. Yeah, they do.
No, but the fact checkers, I mean, we love them. They don't know, perhaps, but we stand with them now.
Mm-hmm.
We stand them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, yeah, in an effort of solidarity, we quit. Well, I guess we kind of... It was a mutual decision. What's the one that gets you unemployment? We got fired. Canned. Shit canned.
Yes, we are, as perhaps they may cancel me for saying this, but we are walking Spanish down the hall.
Oh, don't know what that means and never have heard it before. Care to elaborate?
I believe it's a Tom Waits song.
Ah.
But I think it also means you got fired.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pink slips in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Not the racing ones. I wish.
Oh, that'd be so fun. I have my driving gloves on, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think we're just in the fast lane to that unemployment line, not the finishing line.
Mm-hmm. Yep, can see it in the horizons ahead. So we decided to take this time, and rather than leave you, the dear listener, high and dry, not high on hog, that's just for us.
Oh, yes, we're taking the hogs with us.
Oh, the hogs go with us. A couple gophers, too.
Yes, we're stuffing our pockets with them.
Mm-hmm. Pockets lined with gopher. we thought we'd do one last hurrah episode for you, the dear listener. Where we say goodbye and reminisce about some of our favorite headlines from the past.
Yes, take a walk with us down memory lane as we give you some of the facts that, or the headlines that maybe we were never able to get to, or perhaps just some of our favorites, and we'll tell you all about them and about our time here in the Empty Jar Studios.
I remember when I started here, 1974.
Ah, yes.
Just a lowly paper boy for the Empty Jar Network. It used to be a newspaper machine, you see. Then they got into radio later on.
Yes. They of course, started in cuneiform.
Cuneiform?
Yes.
It's like a cute uniform? Like a stewardess or steward?
It is. That's how they got their start. Mm. By giving advertisements to the jumbo jets.
I should know, I was there.
You were there in 1974. The bottoms of pants.
Bell.
That's all I know of the 70s.
Uh-huh. Music, disco.
Mm. President?
Nixon. Right?
Yes, I think so.
I was just a child. I don't. Well, I was old enough to be working full time.
Well, but back then, you could have been just a wee lad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Won't disclose exactly how old I was. Just say somewhere between an embryo and a senior citizen.
Ah, keeping it cagey.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. You don't want to reveal your true age, because who knows what comes next for old Matthias?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get age cast.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's your first memory of Empty Jar?
Yes, I believe it was perhaps 1981.
Mm.
When I was thrown into the office because I was arrested by the reporters who were trying to interview me back then.
Arrested by the reporters. Yeah. Empty Jar's kind of a paramilitary thing going on.
Yes, this was the Reagan era,
mm-hmm.
where, of course, newspapers thought they could do whatever they want. The radio men and women were really, you know, hard-hitting journalism. And, oh, they hit hard.
Mm.
They interrogated me left and right.
81, Reagan era.
Yes, it was 1981. I was arrested by the reporters because I was being a little cheeky to their questions.
Oh, you turned around. Gave him the old moon, didn't you?
I did, yes. It was a full moon that weekend, and they were doing man-on-the-street interviews, which is what they called it back then, because things were a lot more sexist.
Hmm. Now what do they call them?
They call it man-on-the-street, but with women and non-binary people.
Ah. I thought it'd be man-on-the-sidewalk. Street's too dangerous.
Oh, back then, anything went. I was in the street.
Okay.
I was crossing the street, in fact.
Mm.
And it was a full moon, and they wanted to get people's reactions. Also, to see if any of us were werewolves. Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go.
What'd they find?
Well,
one werewolf?
I did not appreciate their line of questioning. Gave them the full moon. Mm-hmm. My own full moon. They saw I was pretty hairy.
That's why they arrested you on suspicion of werewolf.
Yes, that's true. I will admit.
Lycanthropy.
Yes.
The technical term, of course, for werewolfism.
That's true. Yes, my can got lycaned and put myself in the can.
They made you work to get out?
They did. They hired me.
Mm.
That was my start.
Oh, okay.
And you were there, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Working your way up.
Oh, yes. By that time, I was writing jingles for the advertisers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You would always be humming in the elevator and walking through the halls.
Mm-hmm.
A jaunty step.
Hot cans. Hot cans. Come and get your hot cans. Hot peas. Hot carrots. Too hot to wear it. That was for Hot Cans, my first jingle.
That's a subsidiary of Jolly Green Giant, isn't it?
Was back in the 80s, all the rage was new kitchen appliances, and they had a can heater. So you would heat your can, backfired because then you couldn't touch the can after it was heated up. Turns out you gotta empty it first, then heat the contents with it.
Ooh, dangerous. Metal gets hot.
Yeah, apparently. New tech, something new that the world learns, you know, as new technologies arise.
They tried to get the band canned heat to do the jingle, didn't they?
Yeah.
But no one could understand.
No, that price was just too high.
Oh, yes.
So they hired me.
Ah.
I was making 15 cents an hour.
Oh, wow. Back then.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, I hope you stuffed that under a mattress.
Oh, I did. Still there.
Is that why you're not sleeping? Same sock.
It's why my back is so arched. Yes. I sleep on my stomach, of course. I walk around on four limbs. My back is so arched.
A real exorcist situation.
Uh-huh. I sit down in the chair, my legs point straight out. My hands up in the air. Shape of an L.
On your forehead.
Yes.
As Smash Mouth once sang.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of songs.
We were there for the Smash Mouth era.
That's true. We tried so hard, didn't we, to get the first exclusive interview with Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Turns out he's not real. Went down to the swamp, waited for days.
We got a great interview out of that donkey, but... I mean, he just laughed at us, really. Okay. Just kept saying hee-haw.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good interview, but no, no Shrek. No Shrek appeared, unfortunately. You claim he's false. Imaginary creature.
Fictional.
Mm-hmm. I claim he's just a cryptid.
Ogre, you mean? Or Shrek specifically?
Shrek specifically.
Okay.
The Loch Ness of America.
Mm. Yeah, he always did have a hobby for cryptozoology.
I mean, he's also Scottish.
What? I guess. What does that have to do with anything?
With Loch Ness.
Oh, uh-huh. Yep. I get it now. Uh-huh. What else is cryptozoology? You know what else is? Our big pal, Bigfoot.
Of course.
What would we be without our pal, Bigfoot? First heard about him catching skydiving grannies, dating them, marrying them.
Yes, feeding them with certain utensils.
Uh-huh. Twig.
His spoon.
Yeah.
Well, trying to remember, we've said so many headlines over the years. If we had a list, we could go through it.
Well, more importantly than the ones that we've done already, let's take a look into some headlines that we never got to cover due to us being fired. Unceremoniously let go of. Well, I guess this is the ceremony for it, is it not?
Oh, yes. We did hire a brass band.
They're on their way. They're coming with the ants. Yes. They're leading the ants. That's what the ants are marching to. The brass band. Don't worry, fact checker picketers. Picnicking, picketing, fact checkers. Okay. So some headlines that we never got to get to. We'll just go down the list, I suppose. Cannibalistic club continues courting Count and Countess of Corningham. Oh, you remember that cannibalistic club, Ronald? All the hoity-toities.
Oh, yes, I was a big fan. I gave him a hand, not literally.
Yes, Army Hammer Club president, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they were trying to get royalty, you know, people of high status to join so that, you know, others would join, thinking it's cool. And then, you know, then they could eat some real high status people. First two on the list, Count and Countess of Corningham. How did it turn out? They turned out well done.
Competitive constipation contestant must go, but cannot. Yes, we covered, of course, the great competition of constipated courtiers.
Mm-hmm. Now, remind me, this competition was a hoop poop last situation, or whoever goes first wins?
I believe it was whoever goes last, sort of like a hands on hard body
okay.
type of situation.
Uh huh.
People to hold it in as much as possible.
Uh huh.
After, of course, eating many spicy foods and tons of fiber.
Uh huh.
So whoever was the last person.
Just chewing on banana peels.
Yes.
Just slicing them up like spaghetti.
One slipping them down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. They tried everything. Everything they could do. I mean, even eventually people would have to drink the X-Lax.
That was the last day. After 2 weeks, the judges were like, hey, we got to put an end to this. Bring out the X-Lax. We got families.
But one person couldn't go. They won.
Mm-hmm.
Still blocked up, as I understand.
Oh, no. That wasn't a cork situation, was it? They check for that, of course. Prison rules.
It was that. But they
spread them and cough.
They corked, sort of like a bat. Cheated.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Disqualified.
Beleaguered beekeeper seeks major leaguer for fun new feature. Oh yeah, this one. There is a beekeeper and they got a baseball player to come and start batting bees. Turns out it was very inhumane. The bees didn't like it, attacked the batter, and he ended up being allergic to bees. Should have done due diligence before taking that job.
Yes, a home run for the bees, but not for the batter.
Mm-hmm.
Biz Markie's Business Marketing for Busy Teens marks 15 seasons. This is when we celebrated the great show, sort of like Shark Tank, but for teens,
mm-hmm.
run by Biz Markie.
Ah.
The clown prince of rap.
Well.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., of course.
Yes, he didn't make it the whole 15 seasons, but the show continued because of the bloodsucking producers that wanted to keep it going. In fact, the last season... Well, the teens took over the show.
Mm.
That was their great business strategy.
Yeah, but they could never reproduce his excellent catchphrase when he did like an idea. You got what I need. What else do we have here? Seltzer Pelter punished for fizzy follow-through at fashion show. I believe this is the second of headlines where... someone threw something at a concert and it somehow made the headline.
What's been happening more and more?
Yes, this one, someone, you would think that they would have like a LaCroix or, you know, but no, they brought their own seltzer from home. The big funny spray bottle that clowns used. Chucked it during a fashion show, during New York Fashion Week, in mm-hmm. fact. Got on the stage, exploded, shrapnel everywhere. This one was just kind of sad. This was purposeful that we didn't do it.
Yes, but the good
sliced
thing...
sliced through models like thin paper.
And the theme that year was, of course, ink stains and food stains.
Mm-hmm.
So the clothes all had stains on them.
Mm-hmm.
The seltzer cleaned right up.
Clothes immaculate. Models dead.
Here's another one. Baby barbecue bombarded by bickering bikers. Yes, there was the annual baby barbecue. All mm-hmm. the tots and toddlers from
Ooh,
town.
You talking tater tots? Talking french fries? Oh, what a barbecue it is. They weren't barbecuing the babies, no. The babies were barbecuing. Highly unsafe, yes. Yes. Highly adorable, also yes.
But they had decided to go to the park when it was really the bikers... Also, their annual get-together, but these were no ordinary bikers. I guess I should have called them trikers.
Mm.
The slightly older babies came.
The tods.
Yes. In their...
big wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Big, bright, and orange, yellow.
Oh, and then there was a baby biker brawl.
Smashing their milk bottles.
Right in front of a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Baby biker brawl, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Uh-huh.
A lot of boo-boos. But after everyone got their binkies and blankies.
And babies got their boobies.
It was bedtime.
Talk about a trip down mammary lane. Sorry, I made myself laugh. Dubai Dude duped into buying dubious dew by dying Duke. Well, this one is pretty self-explanatory. A fellow from Dubai came here on business, of course, at the airport, wanted to buy just a delicious cherry soda, sees Mountain Dew Code Red, thinks red, that must be cherry, what else could it be, purchases it, can't read the writing, of course, this is a different language.
Yes.
Buys it, drinks it, spits it out. This is not cherry. Speaks English fluently. Just can't read. Maybe more on the illiterate side than anything else. Spits it right into the person at Hudson News who was there. Their last, it was a Duke from Wellingham.
Mm-hmm.
And his last dying wish was to, yeah, work at a Hudson News. So he's there on his deathbed, gurney and everything, IV, beep, 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 sells him the code red, gets spit on the face, flatline, dead.
Another headline that ends in death.
Yeah. Dubai dude extradited back to Dubai for murder.
Yes, but with no Mountain Dew.
No Mountain Dew. No, why would he take it with him?
Although he did make a quick stop in Canada, went back to Dubai, came back with Canada Dry. Pepe Le Pew slams Shampoodle's sanitary shampoo.
Well, the reason we didn't do this one is quite obvious.
Oh, yes. I mean,
Pepe's canceled.
He's done. He's done for.
We won't even mention his name.
No. Let's bleep that.
Beep la beep.
Yes.
Sounds like the dying Duke's life support machine. Mark Slark at Shark Park turns dark. Why don't you take this one, Ronald?
Well, this was when they tried opening a new amusement park. A theme park, really. Sort of like an aquarium, but just sharks.
Uh-huh.
And
open. And you say theme park.
Yes.
It's just opening themes of television shows. So you got Andy Griffith in there, of course, the whistle song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Green Acres.
Green Acres, that's what it's called?
Oh, no, the show Green Acres.
Oh, I'm not familiar. How's it going?
Now all I could hear is the Andy Griffith show.
Well, yeah.
Oh, what other Green Acres famous... is the place for me.
Okay. And Cheers, of course. The Cheers ride.
Yes.
The
Simpsons, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's just instrumental.
Uh-huh.
Different kind of ride.
Yes, but a wonderful theme park for theme songs, for any theme song enthusiasts.
Yes. And there were sharks.
Okay, there happened to be sharks. Yeah, that's the Jaws theme, of course.
Yes. Really got in the way of a lot of other themes.
Yeah, and Jaws was there. What was Jaws' name?
Bruce.
Bruce the shark was there, his main attraction. Lightning struck it, came to life, mauled a little child. Child lived. Then they had to put Bruce down. Voracious vampire lures troubled teens to crackling campfire. Well, that one, that was a Halloween one, of course.
Oh, yes, during the spooky season.
Hungry vampire, you know, masquerading as a teen camp counselor. Hello, how are you viewing my other teens?
Yes, he was a camp counselor as a teen.
Uh-huh. He was pretending to be a teen, to infiltrate, to hang out with the teenagers, too. Eventually get them all by the campfire to suck their blood. But all they found was them sucking each other's faces. They tried to bite their neck, but all their blood went somewhere else. Well, this is so dry. Marry a drop.
Partners part in pitter patter patter pitiful. Yes, this was a couple was doing a stage show about their child, talking about their child's walking around, learning their first steps. And it was a terrible show. This was a review of ours.
Oh, yes. That's okay, now I remember. We often do Broadway stage reviews. We often get censored and they don't make it to air because of our radical opinions. Our opinion that a child is a talentless hack maybe was not so appreciated by the network, but we don't care now, so we can say it. That child sucked. They sucked and they don't belong anywhere near a stage. They should have restraining orders. All stages should have restraining orders against little Tommy Crenshaw.
And just to be clear, this is not an adult playing a child. This is an actual kid who was just an idiot and bad. And
he survived the biker brawl.
Just tried to make a name for himself in lights, but no. Should never be. Should never have been.
Mm-mm. Should never have been born, to be honest.
And we said that in our original review.
We said it to his face. We had him on to interview him. You thought the cornbread cowboys were bad. We made a snafu of that. No. That was merely... We got away with this one because that baby couldn't fight back. Gave us big heads.
Yes, it cried. And I call it now. Because it's not even a person in my mind. In my eyes, it's a thing that should never have existed.
Yes, true life begins at their first tap. Now, this is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. It can go one of two ways. I'll say it this way. Al's Little Ration Rallies All Allied... Yes. Al's Little Ration Rallies All Allied Nation. You know, I would think this would be about some kind of artificial intelligence. Mm. But no, this is Al from Home Improvement, of course. Richard Carnes. You know, he was rationing out cocaine to Tim the Toolman Taylor all throughout the filming of Home Improvement. He said, you know, I'll work with you on one condition. I get to manage how much drugs you take so you don't go overboard. That's the only way I can work with a madman like you, mm-hmm. Tim Taylor. This is all taking place within the Home Improvement universe. And you know, the world was a better place for it. Richard Kearns brought up this in the United Nations, of course. He said, I will be rationing Tim the Toolman Taylor's cocaine intake. And mm-hmm. Zimbabwe voted yes. Uganda voted yes. Sri Lanka voted yes. Germany voted no.
Mm.
Colombia. They're outnumbered. Chlamydia? See, that's what was on the fact checker's atlas. They still had chlamydia on the map. They had yet to change it. The former nation state of chlamydia. Yeah, so almost unanimous. It lasted many seasons. Mark went goth. What are you gonna do?
Speaking of countries or locations, geographies, here's one. Confusion over Tuscaloosian. Contusion loosens losing laws.
Mm-hmm. I believe this had something to do with gambling laws, losing laws.
Yes. And we're talking Tuscaloosa,
mm-hmm.
the famous
city
in the famous state
of... Fact checkers aren't here.
No, they're not. So I'm going to say Texarkana.
Okay. I do believe it is Kansas.
Oh.
Maybe something like that. Again, this atlas map is so old, I'm trying to go through it here. It looks like someone started cutting out states to use in some kind of collage. Like, it's a kind of children's library book.
And they really messed up some states, or perhaps were trying to create their own new state.
Uh-huh.
A new nation. A new perfect nation.
Oh, no. Fact checkers, what are you getting up to?
Yes. Is this picnic
the superiority complex?
I know. Perhaps they're going to start a revolt of their own. These fact checkers.
Mm-hmm.
But we were covering at the time the confusion about these laws allowing for all gambling. There used to be very strict gambling laws about, well, casinos can't do this, can't do that. Especially they can't dupe their patrons.
Can't cut off fingers anymore.
No, especially with those cigar cutters.
Mm-hmm. That's what they are?
As a secondary use, I believe. First use is finger chopping.
Okay. I was thinking some kind of moil.
I mean,
what a multi-use tool.
Good on that baby, I guess.
Clown car community condemned for covering up communist ties. Yes, this was a great story that I believe Empty Jar had us censored because of their own communist ties. But this was about the clown car community, all the clowns with their little cars. Turns out all the big oversized ties they bought were sourced inhumanely from communist countries.
That's true. And of course, there was a telltale sign, which was the hammer and sickle on the front and back of the ties.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they got away with it, claiming it was just a moon.
And a hammer?
And a hammer.
Yes. This came from Hammer Moon.
Yes.
Honk, honk. Then they get away with everything with a little honk, honk of their nose.
But that was a scandal, but nothing compared to the catfishing apparition dishing doubtful claims as seance circle shrinks. This was, of course, of the famous seance directed by Madame
Bonaparte.
I couldn't remember her name for a second because I believe she put a curse on me.
Oh, no.
Yes, I was in that seance.
Oh. This is the seance where they called Noodling Joe, right?
Yes.
Noodling, of course, being the act of sticking your entire arm down into a swamp and letting a catfish swallow it and then pulling your entire arm out while the catfish is biting down on it in order to catch it.
That's right. Famous Noodling Joe died a long time ago. But
okay, finish the rhyme. This is, of course, some kind of limerick, right? Famous Noodling Joe died a long time ago. A fish on his hand. His body couldn't stand. And he died like a flame in the snow.
Ooh. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Not dirty or anything, just kind of profound.
It's factual.
Yeah. Died like, I'm going to be thinking about dying like a flame on the snow for a long time now.
I got it. It's a, you know, seal, give me a call. I got tons of platitudes for you. Your next hit.
Well, there were flames at that seance, and because it worked really well, apparently, from what I'm now remembering, that the catfish came back and started eating people whole.
The catfish came back the very next day. Lost lovers lament as luck lucks out. This is for Abrams fans out there.
Of course, we're talking John Locke, not mm-hmm. the philosopher. No, no, no.
No, the character.
The bald man in the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in an alternate reality, the actor who plays John Locke wins the lottery, decides he doesn't want to play television acting fantasy land anymore, and instead buys an airplane and just stays in the sky forever. So anyone who would have liked the show Lost now laments its loss. Everyone is aware of this alternate reality.
Yes, and the funny thing is that they, in this alternate reality, they made the show, but just the character was never there. So everyone would say their lines to him, expecting a result.
Just to emptiness.
Yes.
The computer's there clacking by itself, speaking to someone else. Who knows who's on the other line?
Yes, most of whole episodes, just scenes of jungle trees and smoke monsters, mm-hmm. not knowing what to do.
Yeah. That was an odd one.
But better than the finale. Beautiful Busser busts barbaric bistro bullies. We take you to Paris, France.
Mm.
Gay Paris. Or we would have, at the time.
Oh.
If we had the time.
Mm-hmm.
To tell the full story of this wonderful, wonderful act of courage. That a busser at a little bistro was just taking away all of the knives from one table when suddenly all these bullies rushed in, started being a little bad tippers.
Bullies rush in. Don't even order a meal. Don't leave a tip. They come in and say, we were going to order food, but guess what? We're not going to tip.
Mm-hmm. They made their way to the bathroom, or they were going to. They said, we're going to use the bathroom and not buy anything. We're not going to tip.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave a bad review on Yelp.
I'm going to spill water all over the tablecloth.
Mm-hmm. They're going to not even complete the puzzle on the placemat.
Mm-mm.
Just draw all over it.
Yeah. Just draw a line straight from the beginning to the maze to the end without going through the proper channels.
And yet,
oh, and they brought their own crayons.
Mm-hmm. Not Crayola.
Mm-mm.
Off-brand.
Oof.
But the busser, he wouldn't have this.
No, I whooped their asses. Straight up. He knew jujitsu.
Yes. It was great. There were the sound effects and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out he timed it perfectly with the...
A lot of whipping. He got the dish rags, got them wet, twirled them up, and just kind of whipped them all out there, locker room style.
Chicka-chicka.
Why don't you take this one out? I don't know if I know enough about this one.
Neither do I, but this was another review, in a way. Benji the Basenji stars as Feck the Ferengi in Star Trek spinoff Star Trek Deep Space K-9.
It's a lot of words. I don't know what they mean.
Too many words, one might say, for just one headline. But a Basenji, I believe, is a type of dog.
Mm.
Benji is its name. Got a new starring role, Star Trek, of course.
You're talking Picard?
Picard.
Discovery?
Yes. Yes. Lower Decks. All of the spinoffs, all of the new Paramount Plus shows.
Mm, okay.
Well, they didn't want to leave any demographic out, so they started going after dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Doggos, doggies, puppies, pupperinos.
Oh, so they made a new Star Trek spinoff called Deep Space K-9.
Yes, starring dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Four dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're just barking. Going on dog space adventures.
Uh-huh.
And Benji the Basenji got the starring role. Has a lot of...
As Feck the Ferengi, a Ferengi is the starring role? I guess.
They're taking a real twist.
Yeah.
Taking
a big
chance.
Old forehead.
Yes, and they do apply pounds of makeup and prosthetics onto this poor dog.
Hence its cancellation.
Yes.
PETA got in there. Said all these chips, not enough hummus. And our last headline that we did not get to report on, this one came directly from Empty Jar. Flailing News Network negotiations with honored hosts halt. This is when we were discussing our contract negotiations along the same time as the fact checkers. We said we were backing the fact checkers, and they halted negotiations, and which led to our last headline, today's headlines hosts hosed after backing the facts. And now you have it full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give some honorable mentions to some of the holiday headlines we have.
Yes, timid turkey tries tall tales to turn table.
That's storytelling turkey.
Yes, they were going to chop his head off, but he said he spun some tall tales to try to win his favor.
Oh, real Rumpelstiltskin of a turkey.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Santa's sleigh stolen by sadistic C-minus students. I'm guessing that's C-minus and not just C students.
I believe so. I mean, that's the headline.
Yeah, what's more to say? Some very average students went on a joyride in Santa's sleigh last Christmas.
Yes, just gave perfectly fine gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were okay. They're passable gifts.
That's all stuff that they could get themselves, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's, I guess it's a nice thought. Thank you. I like it. Sure.
I might.
Is it in my Amazon cart already? Yeah.
Did it come with a gift receipt? I hope. Senior Senora lights a menorah.
Petty Yeti says he'll replace confetti with spaghetti. Our good friend Becky. It's no wonder that the last one did not get used. It's okay.
I believe it may have been a New Year's headline, perhaps. Of course, every New Year's Eve, the Yeti comes down from the mountain.
Our good friend Bigfoot's cousin, of course.
Mm-hmm. And of course, pops the big confetti cannon.
Oh, for him, New Year's Day is like April Fool's. So as a prank, he replaced all the confetti with delicious handmade spaghetti.
Oh, you better believe we were there. We got it all up, grabbed that spaghetti, ate it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, just looked up, opened our mouths, like Lady in Tramping with God.
Again, poetic. Pair that with that puts a flame in the snow to shame. Lady in the Tramp. With God. Well, Matthias, I suppose that's our lot in life now is to... Well, if we're not able to Lady in the Tramp with God, we'll have to figure something else out.
Yeah. What's on your plate? What's on your plans for the future, Ronald? Your post-empty jar future.
Well, I do hope to wander this great world of ours. Perhaps meet interesting people. Perhaps get to know them, but really, I'd like to get to know myself.
Mm. You know, I think I'll do the same thing. That sounds pretty fun. Mm. Let's not do it together, though. Let's do it separately.
Fair enough. We have been in this studio for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should check in every now and then.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And you know what? I think maybe we can renegotiate a deal with Empty Jar for this new track. You know... Fact checkers, all that, you know, studio, cost so much budget. For this travel show, I'm sure they'll give us some money, and we won't just have to hoof it.
Sometimes literally, I bet.
Yeah. No, I think that'll work out perfectly. I could see that really being a hit.
Yeah.
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 Maybe like once a month.
Mm-hmm. Us traveling around the country.
Uh-huh.
Meeting folks. Yeah. Telling stories.
Yeah, finding interesting people along our way.
But introducing the stories together, somehow.
Yeah! We could get on a phone call, I'm sure.
Ah, technology. You know, this is sounding pretty good. I hope MTJR is listening to us right now.
Yeah, you better be. Unless they already cut our feed and we're just talking to ourselves. This episode will never be published. Let's hope it is, especially for you, the dear listeners.
Before we sign off here, I would like to thank all of the listeners who were part of the stories and would often chime in at the end of our headlines to give their two cents.
Oh, yeah.
The true heroes. My favorite part.
Taking time out of their busy days to discuss things about the episode, what they liked, what they didn't like.
And always sending in their own headlines.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Some of which we read today, I bet.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, anyway, it looks like, oh, the ants have finally gotten here. Oh, no. The brass band's been eaten by the ants. The ants are the brass band now. Oh, I hope we get our deposit back.
Oh, no, yes, they formed into millions of ants together, clumping together, becoming band players.
Oh, and there's Dave Matthews, the band leader.
Oh, yep, he's there. All right, uh-oh.
Well, Ronald, we better arm ourselves. I see that the fact-checkers have grabbed their baguettes and are starting to fight the ants, probably for their very dear lives.
But that's a different story.